Families affected by autism face many challenges when it comes to travel, especially navigating airports and riding on planes. A Philadelphia program is bringing families, airport employees, and airlines together to help autistic kids fly more comfortably. From member station WHYY, Mike and Scott has more.
Airports are loud, hectic places. Blaring announcements, glaring lights, and long lines can spell trouble for people with autism. They often can't tolerate noise, bright lights, and close quarters. Moms gathered at Philadelphia International Airport on a recent morning have experienced the effects firsthand.
She was screaming, she was pale, she was having problems breathing.
He didn't understand what was going on. The people thought he was being belligerent, and he wasn't. It was just too much.
Susan Stein and Cecilia Thompson have kids with autism and haven't tried to fly with them since their last terrible experiences. But they are back at the airport to give flying another shot, starting with a practice run.
We do everything from curb to cabin and back.
Philadelphia developmental pediatrician Wendy Ross started the practice program at the Philadelphia airport after a patient had an especially bad experience flying.
She had expected to pre-board with her whole family, and then the airline's rules were that she could only pre-board with one family member. And so she got very anxious and aggressive and was biting her parents and was unable to make that flight home.
Besides making families feel comfortable, Ross wants airline and airport staff to know more about autism, and she starts by talking to them.
So some of the kids are really cognitively delayed, and some of them are really bright, and some of them are more or less affected by new situations. So the way they react really varies by the family and the child.
But the families wait at the check-in counter where they get real boarding passes. TSA officer Robert Reeser explains the first hurdle, getting through security.
No children will have to take their footwear off, and all the adults unfortunately have to.
Everybody seems a bit tense as the group proceeds to security, but all the kids make it through.
So far, so good.
Carmela Zelli is preparing her family for a trip to Disneyland in April. Her 11-year-old son, Anthony, is nonverbal and gets agitated easily. She's worried he won't go down the jetway.
Because if he can't see what's in front of him, he gets nervous and then he doesn't like to go.
Zelli is right. Anthony walks all the way down to the plane, then turns around and runs away crying. Flight attendant Dana McHugh says watching the family struggle was a valuable lesson.
Most of all, to have patience and just step back and be aware of the situation.
The other families settle into their seats and are greeted by a United Airlines flight crew.
And ladies and gentlemen from the flight deck, good morning.
The plane doesn't actually go anywhere, so families get off after a snack. They gather their belongings, and each kid receives a pin with wings from the airport. Wendy Ross says it's a symbol of their achievement.
Literally, we're helping kids fly, but as a metaphor, you know, travel is so much more than how we get from one place to another. It's really how we experience opportunity.
And even though one boy wasn't able to board the plane this time, Ross says she now knows what to practice with him to get him to Disneyland. For NPR News, I'm Mike and Scott in Philadelphia.